This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. It's Friday, May 29th. I'm Kathy Werzer. Governor Tim Walz is due to have a news conference at 10 o'clock this morning. He hasn't said anything publicly since he authorized the National Guard to help law enforcement in Minneapolis after protests and violence. There's been a third night of that. Overnight, a mob broke into the 3rd Precinct Police Headquarters in Minneapolis and set it on fire. Officers had earlier evacuated the building on orders from Mayor Jacob Frey. Another building was set on fire. It's an older structure that housed the 1946-era Town Talk Diner and some smaller minority-owned businesses. Earlier this morning, lines of riot gear-clad state troopers and National Guard vehicles cleared an area around Lake in Minnehaha where many of the protests and damage is centered. The State Patrol arrested a CNN reporter, Omar Jimenez, and his crew while they were on the air. Crews spent the night trying to put out fires near Allianz Field in St. Paul, where violence spilled over the river yesterday. Groups of people were moving through several St. Paul neighborhoods in different parts of the city, looting businesses and starting fires. Businesses were broken into in the Midway, Sunray, and Cathedral Hill neighborhoods, among others. Police Chief Todd Axtell says his department will not tolerate people who are using civil unrest and peaceful protests as an opportunity to vandalize and steal from local businesses.
I want that to be clear. You may think that you got away with something today, but we have a lot of cameras out there, and I guarantee you we will take the law to the full extent to make sure that you are held to account for the crimes that you commit in this city.
Target says it's closing 24 stores around the Twin Cities until further notice. In a statement yesterday, Target said, quote, "We are heartbroken by the death of George Floyd and the pain it's causing our community." The Lake Street Target store was looted by protesters this week, and the Midway St. Paul Target was the site of a standoff between police and protesters yesterday. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman is pleading for time to complete a thorough investigation into the death of Floyd. Floyd's death has sparked several days and nights of protests. Freeman spoke at a news conference yesterday with officials from the U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, and the State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. He said he doesn't condone the actions of the officer arresting Floyd, who was seen in a video with his knee on Floyd's neck as he lay face down and handcuffed.
I will say this, that video is graphic and horrific and terrible, and no person should do that. But my job in the end is to prove that he violated a criminal statute. And there is other evidence that does not support a criminal charge. We need to wade through all of that evidence and to come through with a meaningful determination. And we are doing that to the best of our ability.
Freeman urged people protesting Floyd's death to do so peacefully. He said violence hampers the investigation. In other news, state health officials expect to see a spike in COVID-19 cases because of the large-scale protests. Yesterday, 35 more deaths from COVID-19 were reported in Minnesota. That's the highest daily increase since the pandemic reached the state. Most of the deaths were people in their 70s and older, but State Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm says 7 people died who were in their 50s and 60s.
And 1 person in their early 40s and 1 in their early 30s. And at this point in time, there are no known underlying health conditions reported for the 2 individuals in their 30s and 40s.
The total number of people killed by COVID-19 in Minnesota has now reached 967. Regional weather forecast for the day ahead, partly sunny skies. Highs will be in the 60s, overnight lows in the 30s in the north and upper 40s in the south. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the 60s, pleasant. Sunday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs on Sunday, upper 60s, mid-70s. For more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org, or you can just turn on the radio. Thanks for listening, and have a good weekend. I'm Kathy Werzer.